What a great testimony in that last song of "All My Life You've Been Faithful." I hope that you can say that about God, because God is trustworthy. He is trustworthy, and he is faithful, a faithful God. Tonight we're going to be looking at that very theme. God is trustworthy. He's worthy of our trust. We can trust Him because He is faithful. You know, I was thinking about this truth in light of our rapidly changing world. You know, just these last few years, things have changed on a worldwide scale rapidly. It's gone so quick that people have an unsettling in their hearts. Their hearts are unsettled. And it reminds me of what Jesus said in Luke 21. I want to read a couple of verses there. This is not our text. Our text is going to be in Psalm 119, verse 89 through 96. But I want to just read what Jesus said in Luke 21, 25 and 26. He said, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." You know, I'm tempted to go on and read the next two verses, but for the sake of this message tonight, I'm not going to do that. But I do want you to notice a couple of phrases in what Jesus said. Upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. You know, that seems to be what's happening in our world today. And men's hearts failing them for fear. That means they're fainting because of all the things that are happening that are uncertain. And so your heart tonight, it may be unsettled about something that you cannot control. But what you and I need to be reminded of in times like this is the faithfulness of our God. That our God has not changed. Though times are changing, our country's changing, our world's changing around us, God has not changed. He said in Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." I want to just say tonight that God is trustworthy and dependable because He never changes. We can trust Him because He's not going to change His mind. He's not going to change what He promised us in His Word. Leaders may change. Nations may change. Churches may change. Our friends may change, but God never changes. He never changes. He remains the same forever. In the previous section that we looked at, David, his soul was fainting, and his eyes were failing for the Word of God to be fulfilled. But now in this section, he lifts up his voice and prays for God's Word, because God's Word is settled forever in heaven. Now, I want you to think about that. In other words, God's purposes, God's promises, God's precepts are forever settled. They're forever established, forever unchanging, immovable. They're sure promises. None of God's words shall fall to the ground. I don't know if you know what that means, but in Samuel, 1 Samuel, when it talked about Samuel as a young prophet, that God would let none of his words fall to the ground. And what that means is that his words would never come to nothing or never fail. Whatever he said happened. And that's the way it is with God. His word will not fall to the ground. And so tonight, since God's word is forever settled in heaven, we should settle it in our own hearts that God is absolutely trustworthy. That's a point that I want you to get tonight. That's probably the main point that we need to grab a hold of tonight, that since God's word is forever settled in heaven, we should settle it in our hearts that God is absolutely trustworthy. You know, we can depend upon His settled word in these unsettling times. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Think about, to meditate on. When our hearts are unsettled, when we hear the news and we get unsettled about what may happen tomorrow, when we look at inflation, when we look at our IRA accounts, when we see the things that are happening, and we get unsettled, let's look to the settled word of God during these times. I want to read our text in verse 89 through 96. This is the Lamed stanza. He said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have then perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad." Father, tonight we just want to take a moment to thank you for your word that is forever settled in heaven. It's established, it's unchanging, it's certain, it's sure, it's trustworthy. God, let the promises of your word settle our hearts tonight. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure most of you have heard the saying that a man is only as good as his word. There's a lot of truth in that statement. If you have a friend that keeps his promises, when he says that he's going to come over and help you move or help you with your home improvement project, you can count on him if he's a man of his word. Now, I want you to think about this thought. God is only as good as his word. God is only as good as his word. If God breaks his promises, then God can't be trusted. I mean, just think about it. But if God keeps his word, he is trustworthy. I want to just say that what is true about God can also be said about his word. And vice versa. What can be said about God's word can be said about God. And so tonight I want to observe this truth that God is absolutely trustworthy because his word is absolutely trustworthy. God is absolutely trustworthy because his word is absolutely trustworthy. Four things tonight we're going to look at from this Lamed stanza about God's word being trustworthy. The first one is this: God's word is eternally settled. It's eternally settled. Verse 89, we read that. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." David here is singing about the unchanging nature of the word of God. It begins in the Hebrew with the letter L, of course. All of the verses do. But in this case, El Olam, Olam is a word in Hebrew that means eternity or forever. And when the El prefix is attached to that word, the El prefix would speak of in regard to or according to. So in other words, in regards to eternity, God's word is settled in heaven. It's speaking about the eternality of God's word. It's eternally settled. It's not going to change with time. You know, with time, I may change. With time, you may change. With time, our church may change. Our country may change, but God never changes. His word will never change. It remains the same forever. It's settled in heaven forever. It's been determined. It's been fixed. That's what the word settled means. It means determined, fixed, immovable. And because God's word is settled in heaven, it will not change on earth. That's a very important truth to remember, because there's a lot of people today trying to change what God said. You know, as men change, as culture changes, as morals change, people try to change what God said. But God does not change. His word does not change. It's settled in heaven, so it's not going to change on earth. It doesn't matter what my opinion is. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. Man's word may change and be uncertain, but never God's word. Never. I like Isaiah 40 in verse 8. Isaiah said, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Now, I want you to think about that verse in light of what we're going to look at in the second point. I want to just go ahead and just prepare you as we look at creation, how God, when He established the earth and it abides by His Word. Just remember that Jesus also said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall never pass away. The flower fadeth, the grass withereth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. That word stand is basically, it's going to stand established. It's going to stand settled, unchanging, forever. And so if the word of God is settled in heaven, men on earth cannot unsettle it. We can rely upon a settled word in the midst of unsettling circumstances. Let's not forget that. God's word is trustworthy. And because God's word is trustworthy, God is trustworthy. So we're going to go to the second truth tonight, and that is that God's word is eternally faithful. God's word is eternally faithful. In verse 90, it says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants." One thing that I want you to recognize is that God is not affected by the changing times. It doesn't change Him. It doesn't change His word. It doesn't change His promises. God is still faithful. Even though times have changed, even though people have changed, God is still faithful. And it says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations." Just as God was faithful to Abraham, He is faithful to us in our generation today. His faithfulness endures to all generations. You know, David believed that the settled word of God was a demonstration of the faithfulness of God. And that faithfulness extends across all generations. Think about it. If God's word had been settled, meaning his promises are sure and certain and unchanging, it just naturally leads to this idea of faithfulness. That God is faithful. What he said in his word, he's going to do. A man is only as good as his word. God is only as good as his word. And because God is faithful, his word is faithful. And vice versa. He said, "Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." Did you know that the earth was established by the word of God? We read that in Genesis 1. We read that in Hebrews 1. Other places of Scripture that the heavens and the earth were established by the word of God. God spoke, and it was. Let there be light, and there was light. Last night, I was putting JD to sleep, and she wanted her flashlight. She has to have it every night. And so I said, "Well, let me tell you a story first. Before I give it to you, I want to tell you a story." So we had the flashlight on. All the lights are off. And so I turned it off. And I said, "I want you to listen to Pop." I said, "It's dark." I said, "Do you like the dark better than the light, or do you like the light better?" Well, she said she liked the light. And I said, "Well, in the beginning when God created all things," I said, "it was dark." I said, "But then God said, let there be light." I turned on the flashlight. I said, "There was light." I said, "God gave us light, and we need to thank him tonight for giving us light." You know, God's word spoke, and there was light. He established the earth by his word, and it abides. Why? Because his word is faithful, eternally faithful. And it says they continue this day. Now listen to this. According to thine ordinances. Ordinances is a reference to God's word. And so, everything's continuing to this day according to God's word, because God's word is eternally faithful. And it says, "For all are thy servants." They're doing his bidding. Every morning when the sun comes up, it's doing God's bidding. It's just another reminder of God's faithfulness. When you go to work in the morning, the sun's coming up, or you get that first cup of coffee and you open the curtains and you see the sun coming up, just remember, it's a promise of God's faithfulness. It's a reminder that he is faithful. And so it's no surprise then that creation is established and sustained and endures by the word of God. By that word which is settled in heaven, may we be settled. By that voice which establishes the earth, may we be established. By that command which all created things obey, may we obey as the servants of Almighty God. Coming to the third point, that God is trustworthy. Because God's word is eternally sufficient. God's word is eternally sufficient. When you look in verse 92, he says, "Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction." I want to just say tonight that the word of God sustains, or the word of God which sustains the heavens and the earth, also sustains us. Think about that. It's the word of God that sustains the heavens and the earth and causes them to continue and to abide to this present day. By that same word, we are sustained in times of trial. The word of God lifts us up when we're down. It becomes our delight. Without the word of God, we would lose hope and perish in our affliction. That's what David says here. If he had not delighted in the Word of God, if he did not have the Word of God as his hope, as his consolation, as his strength, he would have perished. He would have lost hope in the midst of trials. And so here David's rejoicing that the Word of God had been his delight, reading and studying and meditating in the Word of God. It was not burdensome for David. It was a delight to his soul. The reason is, and I want you to get this point, God met him in his word. God met with David in his word. How many times have you been in the Word of God and God met with you? And God spoke to you through his word. He applied it to your life. He opened your eyes and your understanding, and it was clear as can be that he spoke to you through his written word. You know, when we have fellowship with God in and through his word, it makes our time in his word delightful. You know, this delight, it goes beyond just Bible knowledge. It is the relationship with God in and through his word that gives us strength and spiritual nourishment to sustain us under our trials. It's that relationship. Remember when we started this series, we were talking about how that this close connection between God and his word, that this psalm is not so we'll just idolize the word, but this psalm is that we would have high esteem for the Word of God, that we would love the Word of God because that's how we love God. It's his Word. It's who he is. And so this relationship that we have with God, this fellowship that we have through his Word, that's what gives us strength when we walk with God and we spend time in his Word, and he speaks to us in these dark hours and uncertain times, and we grab hold of his promises and we see God answer prayer, that's when it becomes a delight. His word becomes a delight because it sustains us. It gives us life. As he says in the next verse, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. In other words, the word of God gave him life. It gave him spiritual life. You know, David here talking about the life-giving power of God's word. And you know, it's only those of us that have experienced God's power through his word, settling our hearts and minds and in the midst of unsettling trials, that's when we come to delight in it. That's when we come to the point where we do not forget it. He said, I will never forget thy precepts. What he's referring to is those times that God sustained him through promises and precepts of his word, that he never forgot it. You'll never forget it when God uses his word in the midst of a trial to renew you and to give you life, to strengthen you in your trial. Spurgeon, he said, it is a blessed thing to have the Word of God written on the heart with the golden pen of experience. And that's what I'm talking about. When that Word is written in your heart with the golden pen of experience, that's when you don't forget it. You don't forget it. It's alive. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's alive. It gives us life. And Luther, he said this, the Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. You know, we sing about the goodness of God running after me. Luther said that the Bible, it runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold of me. The Bible is not antique or modern. It is eternal. I love that. You know, some people today think, oh, this is antique. This is old. It's not. It's eternal. It's not antique or modern. It's eternal. Look in verse 94. He said, I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. David here speaking of the wonderful relationship he had with God. I am thine. I am thine. When you have this confidence that you belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to you, you'll have confidence to pray and say, God, save me. Deliver me my present need. And that's what David was doing here. He knew who he belonged to. And so he asked God for deliverance. And he said, for I've sought thy precepts. The basis of his confidence that he had in asking God to save him was based on this relationship that was built through seeking God's word. You know, our relationship with God, it grows through seeking the word of God. Seeking to hear God's voice. Going to the Word of God and meditating in it. That's when God speaks to us. And as we seek Him, that relationship is built and it grows and we get confidence that God is trustworthy. And it gives us confidence in prayer to pray and ask God for big things. And that's what David asked here. He pleads with God on the basis of who he belonged to. But not just that, but because he sought the precepts of God. He's not only declaring that he's a child of God here, but that he was consecrated to God. You know, that's a good thought to think about. When we're consecrated to God, not only being a child of God, belonging to Jesus, and Jesus belonging to us, but when we're consecrated to God, when we're seeking God's word, and we have that relationship with God, listen, it gives us confidence to pray and to trust in our wonderful God. Verse 95, he brings up his enemies once again. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me. He says, but I will consider thy testimonies. Instead of considering how the wicked sought to destroy him, he said, I'm going to consider something better. I'm going to consider your testimonies. The testimony of God's faithfulness. The testimony of God's, what he says in his word about what he will do for his children. How he will deliver us in his time. And how the Lord says, vengeance is mine. You may have read that just recently in Deuteronomy in our Abide reading. Vengeance, it belongs to God. We need to trust God to take care of our enemies. And so we've already seen this truth that the best thing to do when we're slandered, when we're attacked by the enemy, is to meditate in the Word of God. Because it's the Word of God that gives us victory. It's the Word of God that gives us calm in the midst of that storm. We come to a fourth truth tonight about God's trust. God is trustworthy, and that is this. God's word is eternally boundless. God's word is eternally boundless. It says in verse 96, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. I've seen an end. He's talking about I've seen a consummation of all perfection. What he's talking about here is that he's looking around in this world. As David looks around at the excellent things of this life, and maybe he was looking at some of the things of great natural beauty or some of the small things that of God's intricate creation that just marveled him. You know, Jaylee's class, they're learning in Miss Kristen's class, they're watching these caterpillars, and hopefully one day it turned into butterflies. And, you know, just to see God's creation and all these excellent things that we can behold, the beauty that is around us. And yet all these things have an end. They have a consummation in the sense that they have a limit to their perfections or excellencies. The best things of this world can only go so far. It's limited. But, he says, thy commandment is exceeding broad. In contrast to the things of this world where there's bounds and there's limits and there's an end and there's a consummation to all things in this life, he speaks that the Word of God is being exceeding broad. And this word exceeding, in the Hebrew, it's literally much, much. That's what it means. It's much, much large and much, much broad. Meaning that there are no limits. It's another way of saying infinity. God's Word is boundless. God's Word is limitless. There are no limits in the Word of God. God's Word is not limited as the things of this earth are. Aren't you thankful for that? You know, the things of this life are limited. I'm thankful that wind is limited. There's going to come a nice day where there's going to be no wind, and there's going to be sun. I think it's Saturdays, what the forecast says. So that wind is limited. It's not going to last forever. There's not going to be any wind in heaven. Thank God for that. But you think about God's Word, that God's Word existed before creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Everything on this earth had a beginning. It was spoken into existence by the Word of God. But think about it. God's Word was before creation. It was eternal. Every one of these points I've given you, we talk about God's eternal Word, some aspect of that eternal Word, that it's settled. We looked at that, that it's determined. It's not going to change. We looked at it's faithful. It's eternally faithful. It's eternally sufficient. We can go to the Word of God and it's sufficient. There'll never be a time where it's not sufficient. We'll never come to a promise where it's not sufficient to our need. No matter what changes happen in this world, no matter what changes in your life, it's going to always be eternally sufficient. It will sustain us. Why is that? Because it's boundless. It's eternally boundless. His Word is the sustainer of creation. We saw in verse 90 and 91. All creation is sustained and it continues and it abides by the Word of God because it's a faithful Word. Because it's a boundless Word. There's no limits to God's power in His Word. But you know His Word's going to endure beyond all creation. Just like I mentioned, Jesus said in Matthew, I believe it's 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. There's a time that this heaven and this earth is going to be burned with fire. It's going to be destroyed, and there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. But after all these things are destroyed, God's word is still going to be there. How do I know that? Well, because we're going to be sitting at His feet listening to Him. We're going to be listening to His Word. His Word is boundless. Why should we as Christians stay in a rut in our Christian lives when the Word of God is so boundless? There's no limits to what God can do. There's no limits to His promises. They're faithful. They're settled in heaven. They're not going to change. It's not like we're going to go to God and say, well, I've changed my mind. Or that promise is no good now because it's 2022. Well, because of COVID, it's not a good promise anymore. No, it's never going to be that way. It's always going to be there faithfully. It's settled in heaven. We can count on God's Word. And so when our hearts are unsettled, let's rest in the settled Word of God. The Word of God that is faithful to all generations. All generations, He's faithful. That sustains people that look to Him in faith through all generations because His promises are boundless. We don't need to be having hearts failing for fear, because we have God's faithful word. God is trustworthy. He is trustworthy because His word is trustworthy. If you trust Him, if you trust His word, He will come through. You will find that His word will be sufficient to sustain you through your trial of faith. You know, there was a song that we sang as we started the service, and I put these two verses of that song in my notes, and I didn't know Curtis was going to sing that song tonight, the first song, but it's interesting how God works. We didn't plan it out. I told him this afternoon what my theme was, but I didn't say anything about standing on the promises. But I want you to listen to these two verses again as we conclude the message tonight. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let His praises ring. Think about that. Through eternal ages, how can we do that? Because His word is eternal, and because He's promised us eternity with Him. As we stand in these promises, because these promises are established in heaven forever. I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Second one, standing on the promises that cannot fail. We learned that tonight. His word is eternally faithful. None of His promises will fall to the ground. They will not fail. They will not fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, when we're living in uncertain times and these storms are coming into our life and there's doubt and there's fear, when they assail us, by the living Word of God, I shall prevail. By the living Word of God. We saw in verse 93 that His Word quickens us. It gives us life. It's alive. It's the living Word of God that sustains us and gives us strength and courage and hope to prevail. Standing on the promises of God. You know, I'm so thankful for this stanza in the Word of God. Especially after the last week. Last week it was pretty dark. It was like David almost lost hope. He was fainting from his affliction. But in this one, we see some confidence that he had in the Word of God. We see that he began to change his tune to sing about a trustworthy God, because His Word is trustworthy. I'm thankful for it. I am ever grateful that God's Word is forever settled in heaven. That God is a man of His Word. He's a God of His Word. We can trust Him tonight. No matter how unsettling things are, we can trust His Word to be fulfilled. Let's pray. Father, we come to You tonight. We are so thankful. So very thankful that Your Word is eternal. The grass may wither, the flowers may fade away, but Your Word endures forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Your words will never pass away. I'm thankful they're eternal and they're settled in heaven. They're established, they're set, they're fixed. Unchanging. God, I know that many times we are fickle. We change our word. We change our promise. We change. And many times we let people down because of that. But I'm thankful that You're not that way. I'm thankful that you're never fickle, but you're always faithful. I'm thankful that your word is faithful. That it's not just faithful to the saints of old, but it's faithful to the saints today. I'm thankful for that, Lord, that your word is what sustains us. Lord, I would have perished in my affliction had your law not been my delight. I'm so thankful for your word that sustains and that gives life in those dark hours. That gives hope in hopelessness and uncertainty. Gives confidence. I'm so thankful, Lord, that your word is boundless. There's no limits. There's no limits. Your mercy that endures forever. There's no limit to your mercy tonight. God, I'm thankful for that. That we can come to you tonight with needy hearts. We can come to you tonight with uncertainty, with anxiety. We can come to you tonight with fear and no peace in our hearts. And we can cry out to you. Because we're your children. Like David said, I am thine, save me. We can cry out to you and you will hear. You will answer. You will deliver. You will help us. You will sustain us. You will give us life and strength as we seek you. Oh God, thank you for that. Thank you tonight that we have a firm foundation in your word, that we can endure the storms of this life. And God, my prayers for those that do not know you, that have never looked to you in faith, that never believed on your word, the promise of the gospel, to trust Christ for salvation. God, my prayers for those that need salvation, Lord, that they would look to Jesus and live tonight. They would see that you are faithful to your word, that when we come in repentance and faith, that you are faithful to save us as you promised and to keep us for all eternity. God, thank you for that tonight. Thank you once again for your word. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.